Supply-Side Dating Basic Course by William Scott. Copyright 2010-2011 Supply-Side Dating, Inc. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized transfer of license, use, sharing, reproduction, or distribution of this course or any portion of this course by any means electronic, mechanical, or otherwise is prohibited. No portion of this course may be reproduced in any manner without the prior written express consent of Supply-Side Dating, Inc. Supply-Side Dating, Putting the Man Back in Demand, The Best Profile I've Ever Read, Wingman Software, and Become Iconic, and the stylized versions of these phrases are trademarks of Supply-Side Dating, Inc., not for resale. By downloading this course, you agree that you are at least 18 years of age, and that you understand all information contained in this course is opinion and should be used for entertainment purposes only. You are responsible for your own actions, and none of what is contained in this course should be considered personal, professional, or legal advice. From the desk of William Scott, Putting the Man Back in Demand, Dallas, Texas, 2011. Congratulations and welcome. I want to personally thank you for becoming a member of the supply-side dating community. Until now, this method of applying sales, marketing, and economic principles to dating has been passed on casually from one friend to the next. What you're about to read is the culmination of over 10 years of personal experience, active research, thousands of hours of study, testing, trial and error, and real-world results. The supply-side dating system has evolved over time to become the easiest, simplest, and most effective way to meet, date, bet, or wed attractive women, regardless of your age, height, weight, social status, follicle count, bank balance, career choice, family situation, or zip code. I encourage you to read the supply-side dating basic course in its entirety several times. In order for you to get the most out of the process, you'll want to learn not only the science, but also the art of supply-side dating and master the principles in this book. From the very beginning of this process, you'll also notice a remarkable change in the way you interact with women. It will change forever your perspective on dating, and it will seem that suddenly, as if by magic, women will look at you in a completely different way. This side effect of supply-side dating may in the end be the greatest benefit, as a whole new world will open up for you. You can and will create results you never thought possible just by following the process. Supply-side dating combines basic laws of sales, marketing, and economics to dating. Supply-side dating works. It works consistently. It's worked over time, and it works for all men who correctly apply the system and follow the process. You're literally just days away from being in the arms of a beautiful woman, or six. You decide. I personally have been using and perfecting the supply-side dating process for over 10 years, and the results have been nothing short of amazing. Throughout my 30s and now into my 40s, I've consistently been able to turn on the switch at a moment's notice and date at will at the very top of the food chain of single women in my market. I'm just an average-looking guy in my 40s, slightly gray, and always seem to be a few pounds away from being in shape. You're about to learn, as I have, that none of that matters once you learn how to put the man back in demand. With the system you're about to learn, there's no reason for you to ever settle for anything less than your ideal woman ever again. Once you fully grasp the power of the supply-side dating system and apply it, there'll be no stopping you. At first, it may seem strange to apply very impersonal business skills like marketing, sales, and economics to very personal relationships and dating. But that's where the true magic of the supply-side dating system is found. Supply-side dating is a way to bring an orderly, logical, and tested process to what, for most of us in the past, has been random chance meetings and luck. Supply-side dating tips the scales back in men's favor and gives men the advantage they need to meet and date large numbers of women, or as you'll learn in the time compression section, the ability to find that one special woman in a fraction of the time it normally takes. I've had a complete blast writing this book, and even though learning marketing skills may seem like a dry topic, once you apply it to meeting women, chances are you'll become addicted to the process and start having fun again in your dating life. As much fun as it is for me to live this process, it's been even more fun to share this with my closest friends and now with you. In fact, I have a goal to help 100,000 men find the love of their life using supply-side dating. Do me a favor and drop me an email to williamscott@supplysidedating.com when you start to have success with the system and let me know how much fun you're having. One final thought before we get started. Supply-side dating has traditionally been passed on from one guy to the next. Once you've personally experienced what's possible with this information, use the special affiliate link you'll find in your welcome email to refer your single friends to the system. When you do, not only will you be paying it forward, you can also earn some healthy recurring referral commissions. Don't worry, there are enough amazing women out there for all of us. Putting the man back in demand, this is William Scott. Dating meets sales, marketing, and economics. Chapter 1. Dating advice comes of age. What if you could line up 100 women and pick only the best of the best? Back in high school, and as I first began to date, I had a recurring idea that was probably a result of an abnormally analytical mind. Having dated a few girls and having gone through my first few high school girlfriends, I remember thinking that those relationships would have worked if I could have intentionally chosen the girls I was going to date. I'd cross paths accidentally with a few girls from the neighborhood, at summer jobs, and around the local hangouts, and the entire process seemed far too random. It was all time and circumstance based, and it seemed like I was just wandering through my dating life, reacting to the winds of change with no real proactive plan. The woman I dated, slept with, and had long-term relationships with were just there at the right time in the right place. One thing led to another, then those relationships would inevitably end for a number of reasons. In high school, according to my life and family's teacher, most people met, dated, and married someone that lived or grew up within 5 miles of their high school. Keep in mind, this was the early 80s, and back then that was accurate. Our society was much less mobile than it is today. I remember thinking I could find the perfect relationship if I could only. If I could only get 100 or so of the cutest local girls together at one time in one place. If I could meet each one in succession, get to know them, then eliminate the ones who were not right for me. Then if I could eliminate the ones who had no interest in me either, what I would be left with would be the perfect pool of women to date. Sounds crazy, right? It also sounds a lot like one of the current top-rated television shows, The Bachelor, with a predominantly female audience. Maybe I was onto something way back in high school. My fear then was that I would never meet the one that was truly right for me if I left it up to chance and circumstance. I thought there had to be some proactive way to approach all the potential girls at the same time, weed through the ones that were not right for me without wasting weeks, months, or years, and in the process letting the one that was right for me slip by. Late in the 20th century, a combination of technology, a change in social attitude, and our increasingly mobile society created the perfect storm, and my fantasy would eventually become a reality. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Throughout the years, there have been many attempts at taking a proactive approach to dating. In the late 70s, personal ads in newspapers became the hot new way to meet singles beyond the bars, clubs, and God forbid, discos. Personal ads were a new, affordable way for singles to advertise themselves to a much wider audience than they would traditionally have encountered in their work, school, or social circles, and they became all the rage. While placing an ad in a newspaper personal section may seem archaic, there are many variations of this approach that are still around to this day, and much of the words people use to describe themselves to other singles, especially in their online dating profiles, are right out of the personal ads. Today we see live chat lines that act like the big brother of personal ads, allowing people to record voice personals and interact by phone. In the early 80s, as video technology became more affordable, companies like Great Expectations jumped on the chance to further broaden the reach and improve the presentation of singles reaching out to one another with their video-based dating service. Now for the first time, singles could see, hear, and get a real sense of the personality of the person they were about to meet before expressing an interest in having one of those awkward blind first dates so many experienced after responding to personal ads in the newspaper. Each of these attempts to bring singles together has met with some success. While each method had its own set of challenges, the common challenge they all faced was reach. The population of daters that accessed the personal section of their newspaper, called into a chat line, or went to visit their local video dating office was limited to only the most motivated, sometimes desperate, socially awkward, and in many cases flat-out strange singles. Shortly after moving to Dallas in the early 90s, I hooked back up with a college girlfriend of mine, who was the personal ad editor for the local Dallas Observer newspaper. She showed me some of the stuff that people were actually publicly putting in newspaper ads and invited me out to one of their in-person mixers. Creepy was an understatement. What singles have always needed was a way to reach the general population of other normal singles in a convenient way, in large numbers, and at an affordable price. Then they could truly have a free market of potential singles to meet, date, bed, and wed. Little did I know that my high school fantasy was about to become a reality, and on a scale that I could never have imagined at the time. Al Gore becomes your pale, pasty pimp. No single event, invention, or technological advance in the history of men and women trying to get together has had the impact of the internet. Thanks, Al. I'm sure this is exactly what you had in mind when you invented it. Now, before you go throwing this book on the coffee table and reach for the remote to tune in the Playboy channel, stay with me. What if you could line up 100,000 women and pick only the best of the best? Welcome to supply-side dating. The supply-side dating uses the internet and online dating websites to meet literally thousands of women, but not in the way you might have guessed or have ever tried before. The internet has made its way into the majority of the American homes, and for that matter, into most of the homes of anyone that lives in a developed country. Since the purpose of internet access and its uses are as varied as its users, it represents a true cross-section of the entire population, not just socially awkward singles. being online is as normal today as having a telephone. There is no stigma or strange subgroup of the population that is more online than the next, and for the first time, singles have a way into each other's living rooms en masse. The reach of a single man has never been broader. When online dating is approached correctly, using the supply-side dating method, it's like being a kid in a candy store. Forget lining up 100 women, there are literally millions of women and thousands more jumping on the online dating bandwagon every month. Match.com claimed at one point that 60,000 new singles join their site per day. They have since backed down from that number and say that on average 20,000 new singles join each day. Think about that for a second. That's about 1 every 5 seconds, and that's just Match.com. Match isn't even the largest online dating website. It's estimated that 50% of all singles in America have used one or more online dating websites, and in the UK, it's over 75% of all singles. The stigma has gone, and online dating is as mainstream as it gets. In fact, according to Match.com, 1 out of every 5 new relationships begin online, and according to another study, 1 in 8 new marriages last year resulted from meeting online. Divorced guys and middle-aged men, listen up. I want to stop for a second and specifically talk about men who are recently divorced or who find themselves single for the first time in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. Things have changed. Let's look at an average divorced man in his late 30s. If he was married at age 27 and was married for 10 years, that means he got married back in 2001. Guess what? Back then, dating online was still a little creepy and certainly not mainstream or the primary way people meet. We also had dial-up access, landlines, VCRs, and CDs back then. Things have changed. Only the most motivated daters flocked to the online dating sites, and back then it was not something anyone would freely admit to their buddies or much less women to their girlfriends. The times they are a-changin'. A lot has happened in the last 10 years, and online dating is now completely mainstream. It's become almost a prerequisite for being single. In some age groups, in the 20-somethings are as comfortable hooking up online as you were using the telephone back in the good old days. Today's younger generation even prefers getting a text message as opposed to a phone call. More good news. Some of the fastest growing demographics for online daters are men and women over 30. Thanks, Oprah. All of these women are exactly some of my favorite things. In an amazing twisted web of events, Oprah is actually partly responsible for making online dating generally accepted as a normal way to meet other singles. Here's the logic. Follow it through. Oprah made some nasty comment a few years ago about the beef industry on her show and warned people you could get mad cow if you weren't careful. As you can imagine, this pissed off the nation's cattle barons and they took her to task and sued her for millions of dollars. During the trial, Oprah enlisted the help and emotional support of a therapist. Enter Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil was the good old boy from Texas that coached Oprah through her trying time during the trial. And Oprah became such a big fan that Dr. Phil started to be featured as a regular guest on Oprah's show. Oprah, probably above any other female in the world, commands the trust of millions and millions of women. And by association, they trusted Dr. Phil. Eventually, Dr. Phil got so popular that he spun off his own show, again with an audience of predominantly women, and his popularity and trust grew even further. In one of the smartest marketing plays I've ever witnessed, in early 2006, Match.com partnered with Dr. Phil as their new spokesperson with their Mind, Find, Bind campaign. Did it work? Holy crap, did it ever! Millions of women flocked to Match.com on the advice of Dr. Phil. Match launched a huge television marketing campaign, and the membership, as well as the stock price of Match.com, shot up in January of 2006. In fact, the campaign worked so well that Match.com started to advertise specifically for men and claimed they had too many women. If there was any remaining stigma about online dating, it died in January of 2006. Here in the U.S., we're actually behind the curve as our single friends in the U.K. accepted online dating in even greater numbers, and to this day, a higher percentage of singles in the U.K. are online than we are here in the U.S. It's now a fact that online dating is more normal than the more traditional ways to meet women. Online dating is actually now less creepy than hunting down women in bars, clubs, the grocery store, or any other traditional method, because with online dating, there's an implied invitation to meet. Supply-side dating, your funnel of fun. In its simplest definition, supply-side dating is the application of sales, marketing, and economics principles to online dating that leads to the maximum possible number of dates with pre-qualified women. Say what? What you talking about, Willis? Alright, you're the product, and we're about to market you to the largest population of single women that has ever been gathered in one place and available to a single man. The result of applying an organized sales and marketing approach to dating, then introducing that approach to literally thousands of women in your market will produce amazing results. Make no mistake, in today's landscape of singles, market forces are at work. Your reach into the market of single women is no longer limited to coworkers at the office, chance meeting at bars and clubs, friends of friends, the dreaded blind date, fix-ups, or singles events that seem to gather only the lowest members of the singles food chain. Now you'll have access to women in every zip code, every profession, every hobby, every company, every social circle, every height, weight, hairstyle, body type, and on and on. You will, for the first time, be able to access singles from every part of the population, not just your slice of the world as you personally experience it. From now on, you'll have a systematic way to meet only the women that are right for you, skip past the rest, and take a proactive approach to dating. Imagine starting with what is estimated to be 50% of all single women in the US, and an even higher percentage in the UK, then loading them into a massive imaginary sales funnel. Supply-side dating uses a market approach, and you'll hear me talk about your market throughout the system. We start by identifying your individual market of potential single women based on geography and individual preferences for race, age, family situation, etc. Along each step in the supply-side dating process, we sort out the women who are not right for us until we narrow it down to a group that meets your preferences. Then you use online dating to simply screen the rest for mutual interest and bingo. Let the dating begin. What supply-side dating is not. Before we get into specifics, it's important to understand what supply-side dating is not. Supply-side dating is not about game or picking up women in bars and clubs. If you're out of your 20s and now find yourself in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, single, possibly divorced, and you just don't want to feel like the creepy old guy in the bar, have no fear. The thought of hitting the bars and clubs to meet women should seem a little strange to you. And unfortunately, the majority of dating advice that's been produced in the last few years has been all about game and pickup. No thanks, I'll pass. Supply-side dating will not have you rehearsing routines to run on women, hanging out in bars and clubs, or peacocking and getting dressed up in age-inappropriate clothes. You won't be cruising spots to run lines on women in grocery stores, using NLP, hypnosis, magic tricks, or any other pickup artist technique. Supply-side daters go where the single women are, online. In short, supply-side dating is not creepy, weird, or unnatural, and that's one of the reasons it's so universally successful. One of the greatest things about supply-side dating is that it works just as well for men in their 30s and 40s and 50s as it does for men in their 20s. While men in their 20s may have radically different goals than men in their 50s, when it comes to meeting women, supply-side dating will cover all the bases, from finding a hookup for the night to finding a soulmate for the rest of your life. If you happen to be in your 20s and you're just looking to date and hook up with large numbers of women, no problem. Get this. According to a recent study, 30% of all women engage in some form of sexual activity on the first date if the date came from an online dating website. There are specific reasons for that, and we'll get into that later, but before I get any hate mail, that study was done by a women's organization. Even though this system has nothing to do with pickup, there are a few events in particular that have forever changed the face of dating advice and men teaching men how to meet women. It's important we cover a little history, so as a new supply-side dater, you can distinguish what we do from the rest of the dating advice community. Hey baby, do you come here often? One of the earliest men to teach organized pickup and seduction is Ross Jeffries, who pioneered the use of neuro-linguistic programming to seduce and pick up women. The character that Tom Cruise plays in the movie Magnolia is rumored to have been based loosely on Ross Jeffries' famous seminars where he taught throngs of men how to use NLP to bed women. Some argue it was another famous author, but certainly Ross was just as out there as Tom Cruise at times. While Ross was one of the first, he was certainly not alone. Over the years, the internet became the catalyst that brought more and more like-minded men together on bulletin boards, chat rooms, and online groups. Suddenly, there was a home for men looking to learn how to meet women. Organized education on how to meet women had its big bang, and suddenly there was an entirely new industry born as dating gurus scrambled to bring information products, seminars, coaching, even in-field training to the masses of men who wanted better success with women. The internet gave them a perfect vehicle to reach millions of other men. Two of the early gathering places online for men to learn this kind of information were Cliff's List and Mystery's Lounge. An early chat room run by the now famous pickup artist Mystery, who recently had his own reality television show on VH1. A few years ago, Neil Strauss, aka Style, published a book entitled The Game. In The Game, Neil chronicled his personal experience while living in Los Angeles in a group home or lair of pickup artists, including Mystery and a man named David D'Angelo, as well as a throng of others that now teach men to meet women. It's an amazing book and a great read. It gives you an insight into the world of pickup, the art of seduction, and how men picking up women became not only about getting the girl, but soon turned into its own multi-million dollar industry. This new dating advice industry was filled with a proliferation of pickup gurus who have flooded the market with products and trainings based around variations of bedding women from bars and clubs to supermarkets, coffee shops, and bookstores. While it's unlikely that a 40-year-old will master the mystery method, and chances are most guys are just plain creeped out by a lot of this pickup advice, there was one man who brought dating advice to the masses and in a package that was easily digested by everyday normal guys. Check out those double D's. Almost 4 years after I first started applying some of the supply-side dating techniques in my own life, I experienced a strange coincidence. One of the pioneers of the supply-side dating method and a good friend of mine met me and a few other friends out for a drink one night. He began telling us about some awesome information he came across that totally fit in with what we were doing with online dating and meeting women. He let me borrow a few of the audio CDs he bought, and within a few days, I was bugging the crap out of him for the rest. For the first time outside our own small circle of supply-siders, there was someone out there teaching men how to meet women, and it wasn't creepy. A few months later, and having almost memorized the audios, I found myself sitting in an internet marketing conference in Los Angeles back in 2005. During one of those sessions, the speaker asked for testimonials from the audience, and about six people in the crowd of about 250 stood up. One gentleman behind me stood up, and as he gave his testimonial, I spun around and began grinning from ear to ear. There was no mistaking his voice. I just looked at him and mouthed the words, "You're David D'Angelo." He smiled back and shook his head yes. He knew right away, like a secret handshake in some age-old fraternity, why I was smiling. As the story goes, David D'Angelo, aka David D., was a frequent visitor to Cliff's List. He posted an article there entitled How I Do It, and it got so much attention that supposedly Cliff suggested he turn that one article into an ebook, and soon after, Double Your Dating was born. Whether the story's true or not, Double Your Dating was in fact published as an ebook, and that single event, as it turns out, changed everything for the dating advice industry. Dating advice goes mainstream. Double Your Dating was, and still is, the grandfather of all mainstream dating advice courses. David D'Angelo turned a $19 ebook into a $20 million per year plus business, and now teaches would-be entrepreneurs how to grow a business from $0 to $20 million a year. David D. made it socially acceptable to admit that we men may need some education, and that we should probably learn a few things about meeting women, rather than just flail about and see what we get. The addition of just a few of the things David D. teaches to the techniques we were already using with our supply-side dating system created the perfect storm, and out of that process came hundreds of dates, tons of girlfriends, and even some happy marriages. We'd hit the mother load, and dating became as easy as pushing a button, and for the first time, it was truly fun. But let's go back to the beginning for the rest of the story. Back in 1999, I was working for a direct marketing company selling nutritional products through independent reps. Unlike thousands of other reps, a few of us approached what we were doing as a big business, and as a result, we earned six-figure incomes. The parent company, however, was always three steps behind the curve. By the year 1999, it was obvious that the internet was the way of the future and one of the best ways to bring products to market. As some of the top-earning reps in our company, we were also some of the loudest when it came to prodding the company to create a web presence and get us a website to sell our product. After stalling the field for over 18 months, we decided it was time we built our own website presence and do it without the blessing of the parent company. Although I had a background in selling computers, at that time I knew nothing about the web or how to build a website. Unfortunately for me at the time, I was elected chairman of the Build Us a Website Committee, and we were off to the races. One of the first things I did was search out other successful websites. In 1999, we were hearing a lot about Match.com here in Dallas. Their original headquarters was located here, and they had one of the fastest-growing websites on the net at the time. I became fascinated by Match.com and put up my first online dating profile back in 1999. I didn't really think about meeting anyone online. I was just trying to reverse engineer how they built their site. Little did I know how entering the world of online dating with a sales and marketing mindset would lead to an entire new way to meet large numbers of attractive women. Chapter 2, The Birth of Supply-Side Dating. Dude, I figured it out. Late in 1999, I'd moved to Phoenix temporarily to work with a few business partners to build up our business and finish the website project we were working on. I, along with a few other single guys in my business, had been playing around with Match.com and Matchmaker.com, and we were meeting a few women here and there, mostly by blind luck. Then I got the phone call. Dude, I figured it out. It was one of my good friends, John. I've come up with a system to use Match.com, and I've been dating my ass off. John proceeded to tell me what he was up to, and how by creating a few well-thought-out emails and applying them exactly the same way we were applying the sales and marketing approach on our own marketing website, he was able to date a new girl every few days. This was the first copy and paster I'd ever met or heard about in the online dating world. I'm sure there were more out there, but back then in 1999, 2000, online dating hadn't hit its stride, and it was definitely not mainstream yet. In those days, online dating was still growing out of its so-called stigma. For a while, it was our little secret, And as we worked to refine the process, John and I were like two kids in a candy store full of women. I just moved to Phoenix when he called, but within days I was dating beautiful women in a brand new town where I knew no one. From its inauspicious beginnings in the basement room of my friend's house in Phoenix way back in 99, supply-side dating was born. Oh, and by the way, the lesson here is not copying and pasting emails. It was the application of a marketing and sales funnel to online dating that was the breakthrough. Why supply-side dating works so well. Supply-side dating simply applies a sales and marketing approach to online dating, and in doing so leads to the maximum possible number of dates with pre-qualified women. Also, it's important to note that supply-side dating is just the beginning of a much bigger transformation that we'll talk about shortly. Later in the process, you'll discover the larger benefit than the obvious quantity of dates you'll be soon getting. In the beginning, supply-side dating simply manages your activity and uses specific online dating websites to get you on as many dates as possible with the women you choose. It's okay to date multiple women at the same time. Before we go any further, and to set the record straight from the beginning, supply-side dating is about putting you in demand. This means that even though you may only be looking for that one perfect woman, that you will be dating large numbers of women to find her. And yes, you will be dating more than one woman at a time. This is not evil, it doesn't make you a player, or any other negative term women like to tag us with. Dating multiple women at one time creates huge benefits. First, women that you meet online typically date more than one man at a time. That doesn't mean that they are necessarily sleeping with multiple men at one time, but chances are, you're one of many in her inbox. Traditionally, women have made you compete for them. Do they want us to focus completely on them one at a time? Of course that's what they want, but that's rarely what's best for you. Because women typically have so many men contacting them online at one time, they'll date multiple men and then determine the winner over time. Dating advice books specifically written for women by women routinely teach this proactively, so don't bother with the hate mail, ladies. Check out this quote from the book The Four-Man Plan by Cindy Lou. Author and actress Cindy Lou knew for a long time that she sucked at love. For years, she dated one wrong guy after another until she decided to use her math skills to fix her romantic life. The result is The Four-Man Plan, a brilliant system for finding love that combines the certainties of math and human behavior into a surefire formula for finding Mr. Right. The secret? Always be dating four men at any given time. The fact is, when you're dating more than one woman at a time, you become the prize, and you become infinitely more confident, more selective, and therefore more attractive. Time compression. Another great benefit of multi-dating, as some women's advice books calls it, is time compression. Let's say for the sake of argument that to find your soulmate, you need to meet and date just 20 single women ever. Although 1 out of 20 is very optimistic to find a soulmate, let's go with that number. Let's also say that you do very well by normal standards and that you can meet and date a brand new woman in just 30 days of dating downtime. Also assume that you date each one on average for 3 months to figure out if you're right for each other. Many women will tell you it's not until after 6 months that you actually get to know someone, but let's use 3 months to be ultra optimistic. So some quick math here. 3 months each plus 1 month in between to meet each new woman with no breaks in between times 20 potential matches, that's 80 months. The last time I checked, 80 months divided by 12 months per year is just under 7 years. Have you got an extra 7 years to find the one? Now let's apply the supply-side dating method and compress time. Start with the same goal of dating 20 women. Supply-side dating will have you meeting women in less than a week, and let's assume that you date just 3 women at a time. Your average turnaround time for any one relationship is now 4.3 weeks. Simply put, that means that up until you meet the one, you're starting a new relationship roughly every 4.3 weeks. Given that you're dating 3 women at a time, your total time to meet the one gets cut down from just under 7 years to just over 18 months. Some men that start using this process date far more than 3 women at a time. My friend Alan is one example. After Alan's divorce, he ramped up his dating to such an extent that he had as many as 14 women at some stage of the dating process at any one time. Yes, it was a full-time job. And as Alan tells the story, he had a portion of the women that he was dating on the way out, a portion that he was deciding on, and his farm club or women that he had just met and started to date. How he juggled 14 women could be another course in itself and would be one of the funniest romantic comedies ever written. At this point, I know you might be ready to push the BS button. Here's the deal. I met many of these women personally, and I can tell you that not only were they real and very attractive, Alan's system of keeping track was a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet he showed me and that he used was one of the inspirations for the Wingman software I developed for supply-side daters. So was Alan a player? Was he doing anything wrong? Was he in any way disrespecting any of the women he was dating? No. He was upfront with each woman about the fact that he was dating other women, and treated each one with the utmost respect. And now for the rest of the story. Alan is now and has been happily married to one of the 14 for years. It only took Alan 14, not 20. Maybe you're not into dating more than one woman at a time. Even so, for most men, meeting a new single woman to date takes much longer than 30 days of wandering around the single scene. Using supply-side dating, you can be on a date in less than 24 hours. This alone will dramatically reduce your dating downtime and get you to the perfect woman more quickly. Why supply-side dating works so well? So why does supply-side dating work so well? And why use online dating websites in the first place? Here are just a few of the reasons why this method is hands down the best way for the average guy to start his journey above any other method to meet large numbers of quality women. Number 1. It gives you access to massive numbers of single women. Nowhere else will you find such a massive number of single women gathered in one convenient place. It's now estimated that 50% of all single women in the US and as much as 75% of single women in the UK are on at least one dating website. Match.com claims they currently have a population of 15 million singles and that they add 20,000 new members each and every day. Match.com recently absorbed Yahoo Personals, adding a massive population to its already huge database of singles, arguably making it the largest single paid dating website in the United States. Before this merger, Match.com wasn't even the biggest online dating website. PlentyOfFish.com recently eclipsed the total number of Match.com users, and it's 100% completely free. Adding together Match.com, Yahoo Personals, PlentyOfFish.com, and eHarmony.com, and sites like OkCupid, you have more women than you could ever possibly contact. Number 2. It focuses only on single women. There are always exceptions, but in general, women who subscribe to an online dating website and place a public profile are single. This seemingly obvious fact is often overlooked. Let's look at why it's so important. Quantity aside, meeting women in real life is what I call non-qualified prospecting. Meeting women in a grocery store, bookstore, church, cafe, or anywhere else for that matter is a non-qualified activity. How many times have you heard, "I've got a boyfriend"? Although my answer to this in real life is usually, "Well, you had one when you met him, right?" Or, "It's okay, I'm not a jealous guy." Still, it's an awkward situation that rarely leads to a date. By the way, I have had success with those two responses fairly often. Women you meet online are pre-qualified and are at least motivated enough to have joined, set up a profile, and usually paid for a subscription to a site specifically to find men to date. You have their implied permission to approach them. Think back to the example of 100,000 women lined up to meet you. By using online dating websites, we effectively eliminate all the ones who are married, in a serious relationship, or simply unavailable or not open to a new man in their life. Check. We've just narrowed down the population of women to single, motivated women who are open to a new relationship, and we're one step closer to finding the one or the many that are right for us. Number 3. It narrows the population of potential matches without going on dates. Think about it. If you could date thousands of women, you'd quickly find that most would not be right for you. If you had to actually date them all to learn the basics about them, you could spend the rest of your life dating and never find women that are right for you. Done correctly, supply-side dating will allow you to date only those women that meet your basic requirements. You can further narrow your universe of women down to age, body type, location, smoking preference, number of cats, or dozens of other basic requirements found on most dating sites, saving you from hundreds of wasted dates. Do you want a 30-year-old blonde woman within 25 miles who's no kids, never married, doesn't smoke, no cats, shorter than 5'9", and she's into yoga and scuba diving? No problem. There are hundreds. Approaching women in normal everyday life is completely random and unqualified, as you only know that 1, you're attracted to them, and 2, that they don't have a wedding ring on. Not much to go on when you're searching for the perfect girl, is it? We will get into your selection process soon, but for now realize that you decide. You're in control of who you contact and your own personalized list of wants, desires, must-haves, and will-not-tolerates. Number 4. It's rejection-free when done correctly. Once you approach online dating using the supply-side dating system, you'll quickly realize there's virtually no rejection in the process. If you've tried online dating in the past, chances are you spent hours combing through profiles, reading each one in detail, then crafted the perfect email to that one special woman who appeared online to be your dream girl. Then you impatiently waited with no response. Days go by and you repeat the process, only to get no response from your next dream girl. Sound familiar? Most guys follow the same dead end until they finally assume that online dating doesn't work, and they get frustrated and quit after only having contacted a few women online. Supply-side dating teaches you the exact opposite of the fall-in-love-with-a-profile method that most guys fall victim to. Remember this. You have no business investing any emotion into the process until you determine if the person you are contacting meets your basic standards and is also interested in you. Then and only then will you get involved with her profile. Until you screen for interest, you only have a lead, not a valid prospect for a date. Once you have your theoretical 100 or 100,000 potential dates lined up, you simply ask those that are not interested in you to please step aside. Now we're left with a still huge number of women that meet our basic requirements, who are single, motivated, looking for a relationship of some sort. They've also expressed an interest in us by either responding to our initial contact or who have contacted us first. Number 5, it takes very little time up front. Not only will you not be emotionally investing yourself in potential matches, you will also not be investing any significant amount of time or money on any one particular woman until she's been qualified, responded to your initial contact, or meets your requirements and contacts you first. One of the big objections to online dating is that it can be a huge time suck. That's true for most men, but as supply-side daters, you'll only be investing time once your prospective dates have made their way down your screening funnel. Also, the very process of supply-side dating is time-efficient. You'll be able to work the system in just a few minutes a day, not counting your actual time spent on dates. You can work the system 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your schedule from any internet connection anywhere in the world. As I'm sitting here now, I'm writing this section from a patio of a condo overlooking the ocean in Costa Rica, and I've been contacting women back in Dallas all week long. One of the goals of the supply-side dating process is to get you offline as quick as possible with the minimum amount of time required to meet women face-to-face on real dates. It is not a system that's built for developing some kind of virtual reality or online relationship. We will be getting you from email communication to your personalized website to phone and in-person in the shortest amount of time. Supply-side dating uses a personalized website as part of the screening process. We'll cover this in detail as we get deeper into the course. Number 6. It will set you apart from all other men online. As a supply-side dater, you'll stand out from the crowd of men competing for a woman's attention. Most men are like carbon copies online. They write just about the same kind of cheesy emails, write just about the same kind of cheesy profiles, and make all the same mistakes. Later, I'll show you just how bad most men are at this process. As part of the research for this book, I put up an underground profile as an attractive woman to see just how bad most men are at online dating. Even I was shocked. Just by being unique, women will respond to you and in many cases contact you first. Have you seen the Dos Equis beer commercials? The one with the world's most interesting man? To most women, you will stand out from the crowd to such an extent you will be the most interesting man she comes across online. When I first started to develop the supply-side dating system as a product, I put up a new test on plentyoffish.com. During the 30-day test, I posted a profile and pictures, then searched a few profiles in my age range, and added a few cute girls to my favorites list. However, I did not contact a single woman or send one outbound email during the entire 30-day test. The results were typical by supply-side dating standards, but compared to the average results men get, they were amazing. In less than 1 month, just over 100 women contacted me first. Now, for a woman to get 10, 20, 30 emails a day or more is not unusual, but they rarely have time or take the initiative to contact men first. That is unless you're a supply-side dater. Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner, authors of the best-selling book Freakonomics, conducted a study that showed 56% of men who post profiles never receive one email from a woman. That means that nearly 6 out of every 10 men who signed up for a dating website, paid for a membership, and posted a profile and a picture, then contacted women they were interested in, never got a response, not one. As a supply-side dater, however, take a look at what can be done using just one profile technique with zero initiation of communication. On the next page, I've included some screenshots of actual emails I received from women on plentyoffish.com. In each case, the women initiated the email without me contacting them first. Simply by applying the supply-side dating process to the creation of your profile, you can meet women online before ever sending your first email. That test that I ran was back in 2008, and as you can see by the date stamps, it's still working and working very well. In 1 day last week, using a combination of the techniques found here and in my advanced Become Iconic course, I received over 30 incoming emails without sending one outgoing email. On that same day, I received 5 winks, 3 phone numbers, and 6 emails from Match.com and went on a first date with an amazing woman. The reason I share these specifics with you is not to impress you, but rather it's to prove to you that not only is this possible, but that it's normal once you start to apply sales and marketing to dating. Number 7. It forces you to raise your standards. Let's put on our economics hat for a minute. The key concept of supply-side dating is moving the supply curve or increasing the supply of women that each man has available to him. If you increase the supply of women that you're able to meet and date, and given that time is a finite number, the quality of women you date will increase. Simply put, when you have more to choose from and only so many hours in the day, you'll become more selective. Let's look at a specific example. Assuming you're a fairly busy man, let's say that you only have enough time each week to go on 5 dates. No matter what you do, there's simply no way, given your busy schedule, that you can have time for more than 5 dates. Now you crank up the supply-side dating machine, and in your first week, you find 10 potential women to go on dates with. You will never get to number 6. Right off the bat, you're forced to choose 5 out of the 10 that you find most appealing. You just raised your standards. Given that you wouldn't contact a woman unless she met your basic criteria, you've just doubled your standard by dating only the 5 most desirable women. You may be thinking, I'll just date the other 5 in week 2. Here are the 2 flaws in that theory. Out of the 5, there will certainly be 1 or 2 that you'd like to pursue on a second date. There goes 2 of your available 5 open slots. Next, in week 2, you have 10 more new women enter your supply-side dating funnel. Okay, now we're in real trouble. There are the 5 women you missed from week 1, and 10 new women that showed up this week, and since you will be dating 2 of the women from last week, you only have 3 open slots for 15 women. Your degree of selectiveness went from your ability to date only half the women in week 1 to your ability to date only 1 date out of every 5 in week 2. You may add another to your second date list, leaving you with only 2 open slots for 22 women by week 3. Okay, I can tell you may be reaching for the BS button again. I assure you this can and does happen in real life. For each man, given their social skills and general level of attractiveness, the amount of dating you'll be doing varies. But the underlying concept is true. When you increase supply, given a fixed amount of time, the quality of women you date rises. Here's how this plays out and what happens in real life. First, you're more selective with the women you're even willing to approach online. What in your past might have barely been a maybe gets dropped off your potential list of women to meet. You may, for instance, decide to now stick to a hard and fast rule of only dating non-smokers. Why? Because you have just proven to yourself that you have more than enough non-smokers to choose from, so why would you lower your standards? This carries over into your actual dates. When you know that you have a list of potential women to date, you won't put up with incompatible dates. If there's only one woman in your life that agrees to go out with you, chances are you'll put up with just about anything rather than be alone. But when you can compare and contrast between multiple women, you're naturally more attracted to the ones that you're most compatible with. If this whole process is starting to sound like an episode of The Bachelor, then we're definitely on the right track. Your goal should be to find the best possible woman for you and vote the others off the island. When you meet and date women at random, they seem few and far between, and therefore you're more open to dating someone that may not be quite a match for you or that may not be as attractive to you as you would like. This is dating from a perspective of scarcity and lack of opportunity. On the other hand, imagine being thrown into a room full of thousands of single women, dozens of whom raise their hand and indicate they're attracted to you, and you only have 10 minutes to meet them all. I think you get the idea. The real secret to supply-side dating. I'm sure by now you're ready to get into the nuts and bolts of the process, but before we get to step one, let me tell you the real goal of supply-side dating. By learning and properly applying the techniques you're about to learn, you'll soon discover that meeting and dating attractive women does not require some special magic that only a few lucky men possess. On the contrary, you will soon experience and then slowly start to believe that you have the power to take control of your dating life and meet quality attractive women almost on command. First, you'll hesitantly work the process with huge skepticism, believing that it probably won't work for you. Then you'll get your first date with a great woman and realize that it is possible. Still, you'll probably think it's a one-time fluke or that you just got lucky. Then you'll meet another, and yet another great woman. Slowly, you'll start to put faith in the process, and as you refine your approach and the marketing of you, your results will improve, and you'll find yourself out with even more women. It's around this time that you may notice a change in the way other women treat you. I'm not talking about the women you meet online and date. I mean the ones you bump into in real life, or your women friends and acquaintances. They'll start to notice something different about you, although they won't be sure what it is. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you know, based on fact and personal experience, that you can date quality women on command. You will get to the point where you know that you could be dropped in any city, anywhere in the developed world, and within a day's time be dating large numbers of attractive quality women just by following the supply-side dating system. And that's when it will happen. The real magic of supply-side dating will kick in, and suddenly all women, not just the ones you meet online, will be available to you. Your belief about yourself will have changed, and you will become unstoppable online or offline. The strongest table has the most legs. The challenge with almost all dating advice is that it requires faith before evidence. Dating gurus will tell you over and over again, in order to be successful with women, you need to be confident with women. You need to be self-assured. You can't be needy. You must project strength and be the alpha male. And that you can't show vulnerability. Here's the problem with all of that advice. It usually requires that you change a belief about yourself without evidence to the contrary. There's a common model in psychology used to describe any belief as a tabletop, supported by legs of evidence in the form of personal experience. So for example, if you have the belief that you're a great golfer, chances are there are numerous supporting legs of evidence under the table. For instance, it could be the fact that you lettered in the high school golf team, or that you won the club championship 2 years ago, or that friends routinely ask for your help and advice to improve their game. Your table, or belief that you're a great golfer, is supported by real-world, personal experience, or legs, and therefore easily accepted as fact. The more supporting evidence or legs your table of belief has, the easier it is to accept as true for you. On the other hand, if you're single, divorced, frustrated with your past experience meeting women, or haven't been on a meaningful date in months or years, it's going to be nearly impossible to be the confident alpha male that projects strength and attractive qualities to women. You have zero supporting evidence. Most dating gurus will just tell you to fake it till you make it, and just get out there and crash and burn until you become the man you're supposed to be. Bad news, guys. Women are the most highly intuitive creatures on the planet. They can smell fear and false confidence a mile away, and unless you can back it up by actually being confident, you're sunk. A table without legs will not stand, and you will not be successful. What you do speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Eventually, supply-side dating will provide you with so much personal experience and evidence that your belief about your success with women will change forever. You will become a different person. You'll realize there's no scarcity of highly attractive, available, quality women that you're attracted to, and they're also attracted to you. Once that happens, you will be one of those guys that always seem to be great with women. You will have become a natural. Women will sense that you've changed, and the new women in your life will sense a confident, attractive man that doesn't need a woman to make him whole. How could you possibly be needy around a woman you're on a lunch date with when you have another date for coffee in the afternoon and another date that evening for dinner, 4 more dates set up that week, and 20 more stunning women in your supply-side dating funnel making their way through the sorting process? You will appear selective, confident, happy, and motivated around your dates because you are selective, confident, happy, and motivated. The great news is that because women are the most intuitive creatures on the planet, you won't have to say a word. Women will be able to sense that you're no stranger to women, and that you're not one of those creepy, clingy guys they run from. Think about supply-side dating this way. If you wanted washboard abs, you would do a specific set of sit-ups, crunches, leg lifts, etc. You wouldn't sit around and think to yourself, I have six-pack abs, I have six-pack abs. You'd get on the floor and do your sit-ups. Supply-side dating manages the activity that allows you to become successful with women. And soon your personal experience and the abundance of evidence will create an internal belief that you are successful with women. That's when the change occurs and you get the real long-term benefit out of supply-side dating. For now, realize that you'll soon believe and then know for a fact that there are an abundance of women just waiting to meet you. Let's take a look at the supply-side dating big picture and then break it down step by step. The supply-side dating funnel. Below is one of the early diagrams I made outlining the email communication portion of supply-side dating. Because we are applying an organized process to the otherwise random process of dating, there are a specific set of rules, filters, and a decision tree that once applied allows you to trust your instruments. Any organized prospecting system creates a theoretical funnel where many potential prospects enter at the top and travel through a set of filters or a decision tree. The majority of the leads that enter the top of the funnel fall out of the process. This ensures that only the most qualified make it through the funnel as potential dates in our case. This is exactly how the method works. You'll begin by identifying a relatively large number of women you may have an interest in contacting, adding in those that contact you first, and filtering them through the funnel, so that you end up with only the most qualified women to actually date and take to the next level. Online dating has some built-in filters or decision points that we can maximize, test, and tweak until we get the largest number of pre-qualified women we can to pass through that filter. Notice I didn't say largest number of women. There will be things built into your profile as well as the criteria you use to select potential dates that prevent you from allowing the wrong women through the funnel. For instance, if you determine you'll never date a smoker under any circumstance, even women that list themselves as an occasional smoker will be eliminated during your searches and in communication. Let's assume that you initiate the communication. First, you search based on the basics like age, distance, body type, etc. And in effect, you're using your list and your RAS, a concept we'll cover in the next chapter, to filter through the masses to identify potentially interesting women that meet your basic criteria. Check. You've just filtered down and narrowed the universe of all women to those you're potentially interested in meeting. From there, you initiate communication and you're off to the races. Women are doing the very same thing on their end, but primarily from the other direction. Some women will add themselves to your funnel based on the way you set up your profile. In fact, using specific writing structures you'll learn later on, a properly written profile can and will attract a good number of responses from women who initiate the communication. In the Plenty of Fish example, the 100 women that contacted me first during the test responded based simply on my profile. The bulk of your contact with women, however, will be from your initial email to them and the response you get from contacting them first. Once you identify a smaller group of the most interesting profiles, you initiate communication or reply to their initial contact. After you've sent the first email, one more filter kicks in, and remember, you're being filtered simultaneously. In the most typical example, you send the first email, then she must first respond to your email headline, open and read the body of your email, then the actual message we send. That must compel her to look further at our profile, and so on. At each step of the process, she may filter you out. Later, I'll share a technique that literally doubles the response you get from your first email contact.